SBS हिंदी।
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हिंदी पढ़ाने के लिए कम्युनिटी स्कूल्स तो बहुत हैं, लेकिन कई स्कूल्स ऐसे भी हैं जो हिंदी को बतौर सब्जेक्ट, बतौर विषय अपने यहाँ पढ़ाते हैं। और इन्हीं स्कूल्स में से एक है विक्टोरिया के हार्पर्स क्रॉसिंग में द गैरेंज P12 कॉलेज। इस स्कूल में 4 साल पहले हिंदी एक विषय के तौर पर शुरू की गई थी और यहाँ इस वक्त करीब 650 बच्चे हिंदी पढ़ रहे हैं। मेरे साथ स्कूल की प्रिंसिपल मेरेडिथ क्लेंसी हैं ये बताने के लिए कि उनका अनुभव कैसा रहा, क्या चुनौतियाँ रही और उन्होंने हिंदी से क्या सीखा। मेरेडिथ, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
सो मेरेडिथ, टेल अस व्हेन एंड व्हाई डिड यू डिसाइड टू इंट्रोड्यूस हिंदी टू योर स्कूल।
अबाउट 4 years ago, we had a language and it wasn't going very well. And I was thinking about the local community here in Werribee Hoppers Crossing, and I noticed that there was an increasing number of Indian families moving into the area. So I went down to the local council and I asked to look at some of their data around arrivals. And yes, it was confirmed there was a growing Indian community in Hoppers Crossing and Werribee. So I looked around for schools that were doing Hindi language because I thought, well, we'll pick a main language of India. And there was only one other school in Victoria, and that was Rangeview over the other side of town. So we visited them and had a look at what they were doing. And then we made the decision that the next year we would start teaching Hindi in prep. So we're now up to year 4, and next year we go into year 5. We're a school of 950. So it makes around between 650 and 700 students that are learning Hindi. We also made the decision that we would also teach Hindi script, not just spoken language, but we would teach the children's script as well. If you're going to teach language, you have to teach every aspect of the language.
So when you say every aspect of the language, there are cultural nuances too, yes, which come with the language.
Yes.
So how do you cater to them? How do you cover them?
When we say the word India, there's actually many Indias. Regionally, India is incredibly diverse. And, you know, and having visited India myself, I know that, you know, Delhi is different from Goa, which is different from Kerala and Gujarat. So I think that we try and use some of the nuances around the different areas that our students are from within India to help to introduce some cultural aspects. One of the things that we don't do is we don't focus on things like food and Bollywood, because I think that really trivializes culture and trivializes language. So we try and look at things like literature and poetry rather than just a focus on, you know, food and dancing, which is, I think, is a cultural trope that we want to avoid if we can.
So finding teacher was not a challenge. What were the challenges
not
then?
Not at all. What are the challenges?
Yeah.
The initial challenges are always teaching materials. When we initially started with our teachers, and we have a number of Indian teachers on staff who are not teaching Hindi, they were exhorted to get relatives and friends to send them things over, mm-hmm, that had pictures and Hindi script underneath them. So we used that. But since then, there's been quite a bit of material developed within Australia. We also use YouTube quite a lot, and the kids watch some Indian cartoons to listen to some spoken language. And it's actually not a challenge to find materials now.
So how many of your students are not of Indian background who are learning Hindi?
Probably 3/4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Learning a language is important for everyone, especially here in Australia, which is a very multicultural place.
It's interesting you say that Hindi has some place being a multicultural country like Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
There is so much focus on English at the moment, especially from the government side.
Yeah.
Do you think Hindi, or for that matter any other language, can be the language of the market?
Look, I think it does. I think it can. But I think one of the things that learning Hindi for our non Indian background students is it actually reminds them that there is a massive country with a billion people, very close by, relatively speaking, that's a huge economic powerhouse, and that is India. For a long time, in my view, Australia has been focused on China. We have a lot of Chinese students, you know, international students in Australia, but India is a very, very massive country and could offer huge economic benefits to Australia. So I think even learning Hindi, the recognition of India as a country is really important for students, you know, starting from 5 years of age. And the Indian community, Indian parents, and their strong values around education has definitely been helpful as well. And where education is regarded as extremely important.
And before I let you go, can you share some success stories with us?
Sure. So one of the really terrific things is that we have some Indian parents who've really focused on making English their first language at home, and really encourage their children to really pursue the speaking of English. And sometimes that's left them a little bit out of the loop from family members who are still living in India. So I've had some students tell me, and parents, that their grandparents and aunties and uncles have been very pleased when they've spoken to them in India, and they've been speaking Hindi to them, and they're telling them they're learning it at school. So they find that fantastic. Also, when grandparents visit Australia, as they often do to support families, it's lovely when the older generation can come into the school and see what we're doing. And that's really fantastic to see. So, you know, and as I said, the other good part is that we can teach the kids that there are many Indias. Saying, you know, that there's a country, India, well, it's an incredibly diverse place. And that's another important thing too, that children realise that that this is a big country, it's very close by, and it's going to be one of our very important neighbours for a long time to come.
Well, thank you so much for sparing time, Meredith. And
it's an absolute pleasure.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।